It's officially 1 month until the new Cornerstone project is slated to finish construction. The luxury apartment complex is developed by John Pappas, who says that he's received more interest than he has the space for.
We have 170 applicants. We only have 51 units. So now that we're pretty much wrapping things up, we're going to start signing leases this week. And more likely, we're going to have people moving in August 1st.
This means Cornerstone will be open before the fall school semester. DeKalb's economy is interwoven with Northern Illinois University. Most business ventures take into consideration the flow of fall students, and the university itself provides countless jobs for the community. NIU enrollment dropped nearly 5% last semester, continuing with a decline that started in the early 2000s. Attracting students to DeKalb means having the necessary housing and entertainment options, says Pappas. Cornerstone's ground level will be home to Barb City Bagels and Tavern on Lincoln. They are scheduled to open near the beginning of August as well. Later this fall, Pappas says construction will begin at Plaza DeKalb, which will house 23 additional apartments and a specialty grocery store. Pappas says he hopes the apartments will positively affect DeKalb's economy.
I think it's a wash. I lived here for 45, 46 years, and, you know, NIU is not doing us any favors. The enrollment is way down, and, you know, at the end of the day, we are a college town. But I think now that they have the right management in place, I think things will turn around, and I see a lot of positive things happening in the community itself.
Pappas said that a quarter of the Cornerstone applicants are NIU students. The other 75% are non-students, some moving in from other towns. Take a walk across the street from the Cornerstone construction zone and you'll find another business venture that's becoming a household name. Common Grounds, at a glance, is a coffee shop. It sits quaintly at its newest location in DeKalb's downtown. Its original location, situated just a few doors down on Lincoln Highway, was condemned due to structural issues. Jeff Foster is owner of Common Grounds. He's usually found in the kitchen preparing orders.
We have more space so we can make, you know, things like smoothies better, faster storage. We have storage space we didn't have before. And just, yeah, the overall being more like a bistro. It's kind of what I always had in mind for the place, but we just never had the space to do it.
The business works with a local church to funnel some of its funds into charitable causes. It started only 2 years after Foster and his family moved to DeKalb from the southwestern side of Chicago. Foster said that in addition to selling books, pastries, food items, and coffee, he wants the shop to eventually evolve into a community center.
And I started out actually inviting people over to our house for barbecue, backyard barbecue, just neighborly stuff. And I got a sense from them right away that what people really love is downtown, but they really, really don't like downtown anymore. And I came down and I went to a few places, and there's some good places down here, but there's a lot of vacancies and a lot of sense of, abandon. You know, people are just trying to, like, avoid downtown almost.
Foster said he saw a need for a place in DeKalb to connect with others in the spirit of community and inspiration. He said his success so far is because the people of DeKalb get it.
So we don't do any serious advertising or anything. Everything has always been word of mouth, organic. That's the approach that we took to, we consider this mission work, and the business funds it.
Jason Michnick is DeKalb's economic development planner. He says that there is evidence that shows the city is on an economic upswing.
I really do think that we're starting to round a corner and improve. I think things had been in decline and stagnated for about 8 years or so following the recession, but there does seem to be some momentum.
Common Grounds is having its grand reopening next week, including a ribbon-cutting ceremony with city officials. I'm Sarah Jesmer.